Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian baseball team, Chris Feiner, following the final week of the regular season. Coach, I mean, going into this week, you knew that this was going to be a little bit of a lighter week. You got out a little hockey conference play. You got a chance to get a look at some teams that are a little bit closer in size to you. As a coach, too, just getting that opportunity to see some of these teams and see some of the type of competition you're going to see in postseason play. How big is that here in that final week of the regular season to be able to get a look at some of those teams you're actually going to be playing in postseason play?
Yeah, you're hoping to carry a little momentum in a postseason, so it is nicer playing, you know, teams your size. Grandview game was a little odd just based off the fact that we're going to be playing them on Saturday, so nobody was really wanting to show their cards. Some pitchers probably were pitching that probably will not be pitching on Saturday, but we really hit the ball pretty well, and that's what you want to see. We don't want to, you know, face weaker pitchers. You have to assume that they're weaker pitchers than what they're going to be throwing on Saturday, and you don't want to get shut out or something like that. So, but we had 9 hits on the night and put some runs on the board, so that was good to see.
Well, and you talk about that, and as a coach, I know that you talked about it with Andrew Swadner last week, where, you know, it's kind of one of those tricky things because you almost don't even want to play a game like this, even though it is one of those dates, because of the fact that, you know, inevitably there's not a whole lot that comes out of a game like this, right? But it does, even though you're not necessarily showing the other team anything valuable when it comes to pitching or things of that nature, you are getting an opportunity to get on the diamond, kind of fine-tune those skills, and also maybe take a few hints away from a game like this.
Yeah, if you can get a hint or two, that you're pretty lucky. But the main thing is just you're just wanting to play well, limit the mental mistakes. You know, you're still going to get a physical error here or there. But, yeah, we had a couple base-running miscues tonight, and you don't want to see that. So, but, yeah, you're just wanting to stay in the game, you know, stay competitive. We only play 2 nights this week, but we'll get 3 games to keep seeing pitches and work on hitting. And that's what it's going to come down to in the postseason. Everybody's going to have their best, you know, pitchers throwing, so it's who can scratch 3, 4, 5 runs across the plate.
Well, and you talk about that, just that ability to get some hits. And, you know, I'm not saying that you're not going to see talented pitching, because you clearly are when you get to postseason play, but you're probably not going to see some of the high leverage arms that you saw when it came to little hockey conference play. I mean, I think of, you know, a Cole Wardlow at Norwalk, who, you know, he's a phenomenal right-handed arm there. I think of, you know, down with Center Grimes. I mean, they've got probably 5 or 6 different guys you could say about their pitching staff. I mean, Pella, Indianola, even Oskaloosa, Newton have some phenomenal pitching this year as well. It gives you a chance to maybe kind of see some of this pitching this week against Grandview Christian and West Marshall to kind of get prep for postseason, because, I mean, you're going to see their best arms, but probably not quite to the same extent of some of the pitching you saw in Little Hawkeye Conference play as well.
We hope that's the case. But there are still some solid pitchers out there. I know Grandview, you know, you can just look at the numbers. Grandview's got a kid that's 6-0, and by the looks of it, those 6 wins came against some of the better teams they faced. Now, are those teams they face the teams like we face in DCG, Norwalk, Indianola? Maybe not, but they're still pretty decent teams, and he managed to go 6-0 and has a pretty good ERA. So, yeah, you can't overlook them, but, yeah, you're in the back of your head, you're thinking, man, I hope we're putting the ball in play all day, scoring some runs. Maybe we'll, you know, scratch across 6 or 7, and we can split up our pitching to try and save it a little bit.
And, again, we're talking to Chris Feiner, head coach of the Pella Christian baseball team, powered by Hy-Vee. And just looking at this week, too, I mean, it's kind of one of those unique weeks, too, because I know one thing you talked about here a few weeks ago, I think now, was trying to find some rotation and kind of find some rhythm for your pitchers going into the postseason. Well, this week now you got the fact that it's your postseason opponent, so you're not showing them anything. You're not wanting to throw really anyone on that Thursday, too, because you don't want to waste anyone's pitch count before you get to Grandview and, you know, tire out an arm or anything like that. As a coach, too, how have you kind of worked through that challenge of keeping those pitchers ready that you want to use against Grandview Christian on Saturday, or in terms of when this plays tonight, to make sure that they're ready to go for, a big game here to start postseason play?
Yeah, we're still trying to spread them out a little bit. Like Grant, he threw a good bullpen last night in practice. Obviously, we weren't going to throw him tonight. We don't want to, you know, show him to them any earlier than we need to. He'll throw a little bit in the West Marshall games, but obviously he'll be limited to 40 at the very most. Probably won't even get that. But, you want to keep guys fresh. Elliott and Connor threw a bullpen last night, too. We knew we were going to start Brecken tonight. Just see what they could do against velocity. We're now on Thursday, definitely keeping people at 40 or under. Anybody that even has a remote chance of getting in the game on Saturday. Some other kids might get a little more than that, but yeah, you're just trying to set everything up game by game now. So no, there's no saving arms.
No, you're definitely not saving anyone. Now on the offensive side of things too, it kind of feels like here as of late, the Eagles have maybe started to find something. I know you had that one little blip in the road against Indianola where you got their ace on a Friday night and it didn't necessarily go as well, but it kind of feels like offensively this team has started to kind of find its stride here over the last couple of games, in particular at the bottom of the order, too. I think back to even that Pleasantville win that you guys had, you know, last week, and it feels like you're starting to get that to that spot where, you know, spots 7, 8, 9, even 6, 5 have started to come through and really found that momentum going into postseason play as a team. How big has that been to see, you know, that continued growth in all the way through the order?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that might set us apart from numerous 2A teams. You know, a lot of 2A teams have 3 or 4 good hitters at the top of their order, and then from there it kind of goes downhill a little bit. But it seems like, you know, throughout our order, we've been having good production from numerous kids. You know, Ben's hitting 6th, and the last I looked in Little Hawkeye Conference play, he was the leading hitter for our team in Little Hawkeye games, and he's hitting 6 for us. So Garrett Wheeler's starting to put the ball in play more. You know, Finn Spronk, even at the bottom of the order, he puts the ball in play, makes things happen. So where some other teams maybe, you know, they're crossing their fingers when they get past, you know, the number 4 or 5 spot in the order, I think we have the kids down there that can get some hits like we saw tonight. Logan Gallagher slammed he had an RBI base hit, and so did Ben, and Brecken's starting to come around. So we got a lot of hitters in our lineup, and that hopefully will, you know, lead to us getting the necessary runs in postseason.
Oh, and you mentioned two names that I kind of wanted to hit on there, too, that have really kind of turned that corner and I think really found their stride in Ben Van Weingarten. You know, he got stuck a little bit in soccer, didn't quite get on the field regularly early in the season when it came to practice time or things of that nature. And then another guy who has been around all season, but it feels like here over the last week or two, he's continuously made those strides to just take his game to that next level. He's been solid all year, but it really feels like he's found that next level in Logan Gallagher. Those two, it feels like here late in the season, have really found their groove within baseball and just their spot within this varsity squad.
Yeah, they're all doing really good. Like you say, Ben and some of the spring sport kids, you know, it you miss a lot of workouts and hitting opportunities early in the season, and then you're playing catch up against Little Hawkeye competition, and it doesn't go so well. But I think right now they're all kind of finding their stride, and I think as a whole our lineup is doing pretty well and limiting the strikeouts, putting the ball in play, seeing good pitches. I mean, we're drawing quite a few walks, so all that leads to a pretty good overall lineup.
I would agree that it leads to a pretty good overall lineup. Final question here for you. Again, you know, big matchup at James County Sports Complex against Grandview Christian. You got a little peek at them. Obviously, we're not going to put together the bulletin board material and try to make some big fancy claim, but, you know, going into that game, what's kind of the things you're looking for from your squad in that one? You know, kind of based off of the few things you were maybe able to glean from the game Tuesday night, that if you feel like you can accomplish those things against Grandview Christian on Saturday night, you'll walk away getting to face Mid Prairie in that second round of district play?
I think it's mainly some of the things that we can control. Like tonight, I know 4 or 5 of the innings that we were on defense, their leadoff hitter got on, and you cannot do that and expect to win a lot of games. So I think our pitchers just need to attack early in the count, get that leadoff hitter out, or at least not walk him. That'll go a long ways in limiting how many runs, you know, they'll score. I think once they get on base, they're a pretty aggressive team. Their top two hitters in the lineup steal quite a few bases. So it'll be important to get those guys out and kind of control the rest of that lineup then.
Coach Feinhardt, appreciate the time. Looking forward to seeing how the Eagles do against the Thunder on Saturday night. And again, best of luck as you get ready for postseason play.
Thanks. I'm sure it'll be a fun game like it ended up tonight. It was actually kind of nice that they caught up a little bit, so we're not going in with too big a head. So it'll be a good game, and we'll be ready for it.
Should be a good one again Saturday night. Pendley Christian at Greenview Christian at James County Sports Complex. Again, I'm Tyler Crabb. That was Chris Feinhardt, head coach of the Pendley Christian baseball team, powered by Hy-Vee on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.